Today, the Torah world mourns the loss of one of its great leaders, Rav Matzios Solomon, the Mashgiach. He had been brought over after being at the Gateshead Yeshiva for 30 years to the largest yeshiva in America, the Lakewood Yeshiva. He taught emunah, midas, Torah values, and it was all great. What stood out most was his personal involvement in the lives of many thousands. On one hand, he carried the burden of every problem facing the yeshiva world of America. On the other hand, he never lost sight of the individual. He was so involved in the personal lives of so many. When Rav Matzios Solomon and his family moved to Lakewood, they developed a close relationship with the neighbors, the Epstein family. And when the simcha was in the Solomon house, there was a simcha in the Epstein house, they all shared it together. And when one of the Solomon girls got engaged, the Epsteins were so excited, they would have a simcha, they'd get dresses, they'd dress up for the Solomon. They were just family. And a few weeks before the wedding, Rabbi Epstein was nifta. Of course, the Epsteins knew that it would be out of the question for them to be at the chasna. And while they saw the Solomon family get dressed and go off to the wedding, there they were sitting at home, knowing that because of their avedus, they would not be able to go to the wedding. And while they were sitting there, you know, with mixed feelings, on one hand so happy for the Solomon family, same time wishing they could be there, same time they're in Avedus, they have a letter dropped off by the Solomons just as they were on the way to the wedding. To our dear friends, the Epsteins, please do not prepare dinner this evening. Your dinner will be served to all of you shortly. We will miss you at the chasna, but we wanted you to share in our simcha. So the caterers will be at your home with the wedding meal shortly. May we share in future simchas the Solomons. So the family were waiting, unsure what to expect. And there's a knock at the door. Someone goes to the door and they see a truck. This truck had arrived from the wedding hall. It was the caterer's truck. Bringing with it the full meal and the dessert for the whole family. And not only that, the Solomons had arranged for someone to come over with pictures that had just been taken at the chasana. So the Epsteins could enjoy the chasana whilst they ate the wedding feast. This is leadership. This is caring for one another. This is someone feeling and being nicer but all, understanding what someone else is going through and how I can uplift them, how I can make them feel better, and feeling the burden of one another. After Pari had decreed that all the newborn boys should be killed, Yocheved delivered the baby. And for 3 months she was able to hide the baby from the Egyptian authorities. And then she realized that I can't hide him any longer. The light was too strong. So she placed Moshe Rabbeinu in a basket and put the basket in the river. And Pari, she's out there bathing and she sees this basket and she discovers it. She stretches out her hand famously and she says, This is a Jewish child. And she calls him Moshe. And the question is, how did she realize that he was Jewish? She opens up the basket and immediately she declares that it's a Jewish child. Says Rabbi Eli Mansour from the Baal HaTorim. He says, the Pasuk says, Vayiftach vatireu es hayeled, v'hinei nar boicha. First the Pasuk begins by saying a yeled, and then it calls a nar. Why is the Pasuk changed from yeled to a nar? Yeled is also very young, and nar usually means a grown child. Says the Baal HaTorim, that the words Nar Boicha is Gematria, which is Zer Aharon HaKohen. According to Baal HaTorim, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who was crying. It was his older brother Aaron who was standing by the riverbank, watching what would happen to Moshe. And he was crying out of fear, compassion for his baby brother. And when Pari's daughter opens the basket, she sees an infant. And she also hears a Nar. Nar now means an older brother crying from a distance, worrying what would happen to the baby. And then she realized that this must be a Jewish child. That crying for one another, caring for one another, feeling another's pain, that cry of one brother to the other, worrying, this is a Jewish trait, shouldering each other's burden. It's been over 2 months, and our Jewish brothers and sisters across the world are going through so much sorrow, so much displacement. I feel like those 138 hostages, in some way, were so connected to them. I feel them calling out to us, hearing our tefillahs. We must continue to feel their pain, shouldering the burden of them and their families. If they are trapped, not able to fulfill their avodas Hashem in a free way, then we who are free must be doing everything that we can to help them, daven for them, support them, encourage them from wherever we are, and ensure their safety and well-being through the lives that we live and the, as they say, the iron dome of spirituality and Torah and mitzvahs that we live, that be mechazik them amidst Hashem. We should see the shavuyim and klal Yisrael. Right now, we should see a geula and reshua for the whole of klal Yisrael.